This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the first episode ever of the platform. My name's Heather Hooker, a.k.a. Hooks. I'm super, super excited to be in the studio over here at Podcast Detroit. It's been a while since I've been in the studio, but I'm back and I'm ready to take this on full force. In the studio today with me, I'm joined by my good friend of a while now, John Hoffman. What's up, John?
Hi.
Hi. That's all I get is a hi. And my best friend Tiffany is in the studio, but she's being a brat and won't even say hi to anybody. This show is brought to you by Detroit's Custom 5150 Inc. down in Greektown, 639 Bobien, Detroit, Michigan. Go down there and get a life-changing piece of art. We actually just hired a new artist and piercer today. I'm really looking forward to seeing what this guy does, and all of our work's guaranteed for life, and I can promise you, you will get exactly what you're looking for. Hey. Oh my God. So, John, how have you been? I haven't seen you since Raw Radio X, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't been on air in a number of months. I did a show with Karen Hubbard.
I used to co-host
with her all the time, and went and stopped in there when she was in transition.
Right, right.
And kind of got my feet wet a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, I've just been working a lot and doing a lot of community service. Nothing too fancy or exciting.
Yeah, but it's always fun to get out there and do stuff for the community, especially down here, because there's so much to do.
Oh, there's a ton of stuff.
Never ending.
I mean, you just have to look for it. You don't even have to look far.
No, just look out the window.
Right.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a big and crazy transition for me, you know, being off air for almost 8, going on 9 months now. And I was with Expose, and I was doing the local thing and working with artists and everything else. And this is totally a whole different page. Now I'm working with just about anybody worldwide and helping them get their stories out there. So this is going to be a very interesting, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tears and laughs, and I'm excited.
So for anybody that kind of spilled over from the last show or...
Mm-hmm.
That you don't know personally that's tuning in or catching you for whatever reason or however. So this is the pilot, right? This is the very first one. So I'm pretty excited to be here as a part of that. What exactly is the platform going to be about? Like, what are you hoping to, like, accomplish, or what's your goal or the type of content that you're going to have?
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit when you were creating the logo for the platform, and we were talking about how it's a stage and open mic poetry nights and everything else. And basically what I want the platform, like what my vision is for this, is that it's an open stage for the public, for anybody who has a story, who has a voice to be heard, for one, for them not to feel alone, and for two, for them to be able to get out there and put their story out there and help other people. It'll be able for them to relate with people worldwide and connect with people that they would never be able to meet unless they didn't have this unique story that changed their life.
So what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
It's definitely going to be Facebook for sure. I have my personal Facebook page, Heather Hooker. I also have my public figure page of Heather Hooker. And then there's the platform with Hooks is our official radio page.
Okay.
Our email is theplatform.heatherhooker@gmail.com. And basically what I've been doing is having people, if they know of anybody with an incredible, unique story, or if you have one yourself, to just find a way to put it down on paper, to write it out and send it to us in an email, give us your contact information, and we can communicate back and forth. And as you are coming and being a part of the platform and putting your story out there, it's going to also help them to develop it as well, because they're going to have other people communicating with them, and they're going to see things in a different light than what they had originally thought their story might have been.
So ideally, are you going to be, would I submit content to you and then you would
review
it? Like, would you have me on so that I could share my story, or is it something that you would be reading and sharing with the audience?
Yeah, what I'm going to be doing is, like, I'm going to go through the stories, or I'm going to review it, kind of communicate to you, you know, reach out to you and get a feel for you and your vibe. Of course, I want to make sure that these are real stories, and people are just putting crazy things out there to get on the radio. and we'll come together and we'll find out a date that works best for you, and figure out a week that you could come on. It's definitely not going to be like every story submitted is going to get selected, but I definitely want to get to as many as I possibly can.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool concept for a show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you,
thank you.
As you go through and you start to discover the niche and everything, everybody does the I support local rap music.
Right, and I did that for a while.
I support the get drunk crowd, or, you know, there's all of that. And,
right,
and that's cool,
right.
And it has its place, but
yeah.
It seems like, especially for podcasting and local radio, specifically in the Detroit scene, that's what everybody's doing.
Right, right.
So originally when you had mentioned, you know, we were talking about the logo development, et cetera, like, what's the show going to be about? What's the content?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever seen a this before.
It's definitely going to be different.
Yeah, no, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm not limiting myself to one area this time. It's going to be something that's a more broad topic for, you know, worldwide, literally, for anybody to come on, and it's not specific to a specific.
So that happened.
Oh, God, the raw radio thing's coming out. I'm slipping up, damn it. Bad habits. but no, it's not going to be stuck to one specific topic where it's just a marijuana show or just a drinking show or whatever.
So
I feel like I'm being interviewed. This is great.
I am.
I like it.
Because I'm curious, and I'm sure everybody else wants to know what you plan on doing, or like what this is about.
Yeah. No, honestly, my long-term goal for this is, you know, have you gone on, like, YouTube channels and you see where people make, like, short documentaries of somebody's life, and it's like, oh, I got saved by God, and this is the life I used to live, and then this happened.
Sure.
They do it in a cool, very personal way, and my ultimate goal is to branch out from just radio and do those documentaries, start a YouTube channel for these people, and to have the visual go along with the story. When I started all of this, I was doing the videos, and I was making the inspirational videos, putting my life out on display for people, and not even like to lecture anybody or like to teach anyone a lesson, but more or less for myself so that I would be able to cope with what I was dealing with in my life, and that was the root of it all.
Kind of like a video diary?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel that this show goes back to my roots, and now I'm not trying to make myself work in a area of this industry that I'm not truly dedicated to.
No, that's cool. So it sounds like you'll be able to flow real easily with the content.
Yeah, I'm definitely a people person. I'd like to believe.
So it's going to be weekly? Every week?
Yes, every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. right here at Podcast Detroit.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
Do you have any guests lined up? I mean, like,
oh my gosh, I'm so super excited. A kid who I went to high school with, his name's Matt Jones. I shared his story, or he actually had built a video, and I put the video on the page for everybody to check out. He's going to be our first guest next week, and
awesome.
He is a junior Olympic medalist. He had, for bodybuilding, he's won tons of awards. He's represented the USA. He blew out the discs in his back and broke his back completely, had to reteach himself how to walk, and the video shows like his journey of him struggling how to walk and getting back in the gym and getting at things, and now he's lining things up to go 2016 Olympics for bodybuilding and represent us.
Really? How long ago did he get hurt?
This was just a couple years ago, and he's my age. He's 21.
Okay.
So
wow, I didn't know you were that young.
Yeah, I just turned 21 a week
Happy
ago.
Birthday, yes.
Thank you. I know that was always like the biggest like joke at the other radio stations that I worked at, was because I was always the baby, and they're like, oh, what are you, 13? I'm like, stop. no, but he's an incredible guy, and it just shows the strength and dedication that he has to his dreams of winning the World Olympics for the U.S. for bodybuilding. It's insane.
Well, it's cool that he bounced back from a back injury that fast.
Oh, yeah, and it talks about, like, in the video about how, like, when he was learning how to walk again, he couldn't fully have the motions of his body, so he had, like, a weird walk, and he said that people would make fun of him, and they didn't understand, like, the struggle that he faced on a daily basis, and while his family and them were all extremely proud of his progress, everybody else seen him as somebody who was different, and they, like, outcasted him almost, which is really gross to me. I don't understand the concept or the fact of how people can just see somebody and off the rip just have so many negative, judgmental things to say about them when they don't know their journey or their story or what they've gone through or why they are that way.
Well, as people, especially specifically as Americans, we tend to shy away from things that are different.
Right.
You notice that people that are the same height tend to hang out with each other.
I mean, I guess that's true. I don't know.
Do you have any really, really tall friends?
I'm the really tall friend.
Yeah?
I used to be, at least. In the new group, we're all pretty much the same height, aren't we, Tiff? Yeah, she's giving me this dirty look. Yeah, like, please don't make me say anything. That is crazy. I don't know. I've always gravitated towards the different. I guess I'm just different myself. Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you look at social circles, you know, cheerleaders tend to hang out with cheerleaders and so on and so forth.
I never had that in high school. I have actually tattooed on me is my nobody tattoo. And that, you know, is basically just a humble reminder of where I came from. And, you know, I've grown up. I knew everybody when I grew up. Like, you know, I was friends and we all lived in the same neighborhoods and stuff. But I didn't really have, like, my close group of friends, I guess.
Right.
Like my best friend clique.
Sure.
So
you
I gravitate.
Have any BFFs?
Exactly. My BFF Jill did not exist.
Oh.
So I would always, you know, go towards the outcasted people or the ones that were weird because I knew that they had so much going on in their heads and they were the ones that are going to really make a difference in this world. And I've always been attracted to that.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's just honestly, it feels so good to be back in the spot and in front of the microphone and, come a long way since I took a break, and it's definitely an amazing feeling to be back here.
So before we came on, you seemed real nervous, and now you're all bubbly and excited and ear-to-ear grin.
You know, it's funny, even like, okay, so I was in radio for a little over a year over there, and from the day I started as a co-host to the day that I made the decision to walk away, every day before a show, I'd like have to like do stretches and like pep talk myself. Like I'd always get so super nervous and like clammy, and I'd get like almost sick to my stomach, and then as soon as I get in front of the mic, it's like all that just disappears.
Huh. I don't know.
I
can't relate to that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No. Yeah.
I don't think any of us can. Our engineer over here, her lovely face, hasn't said anything yet.
Yeah, I'm very quiet tonight. Sorry.
for all my listeners, especially over at the tattoo shop, I know that Nemo, my amazing boyfriend, and Jenny are listening right now. And Jenny was saying something about Will Smith was stealing my show. She didn't understand, and I blamed it on you. So
you wanted music, and on the fly, I'm like, summertime sounds good because, well, it's summertime.
Will Smith to Michael Jackson to Janet Jackson and then Green Day.
Yeah, I'm working with what I got here.
It's an 80s, 90s kind of night, so.
Yeah, exactly.
We're rolling with it.
Yeah, we're going back.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good. So, John, you just started, your company created my logo over at Fusion Marketing, and I know that this isn't, like, one of the interviews, you're not my guest or anything, but I am really excited for what you guys created for me, and I do want my new listeners and my returning listeners to hear a little bit about Fusion and kind of get you guys some traffic.
Okay, fair enough. I'm a project manager over at a marketing firm called Fusion Marketing. So I have an interesting job. I handle a lot of our SMBs, like small, medium-sized clients.
Yeah.
And my job is to figure out what you think you want and kind of refine that down to what you actually need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unique to say the least. Like when we had our conversation, you know, kind of went back and forth.
Yeah.
And pull some ideas out and do a couple sketches and try to get an idea for what you're actually trying to accomplish or what you need.
Yeah.
And you were really responsive and you were easy to talk to and kind of pull ideas
Thank
out
you.
Of your head. So that was great for me.
Right.
Know, transfer those into paper and then I pass those along through the pipeline and they end up in front of the art team and then they yell at me because the notes aren't proper and I don't give them enough information. you know, that's just how that works. But
you're like, but I see it in my head. I know what they want.
Well, I had the conversation with you, so of course I know what colors you want. You know,
clearly. It was definitely a cool new experience for me because we had talked on the phone, and then next thing I know, you have me in my email, and then on this virtual meeting database thing, and I'm like, I don't know what buttons to push, and you're like, don't push anything. Go to the chat box, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, you caught on pretty quick.
I try.
Everybody gets thrown off the...
I pretended like I knew what I was talking about.
Our digital office, it's set up a lot like Facebook. And we work with so many clients that are out of state, so we can't always have face-to-face or coffee or a beer.
Right.
So that's a great asset. You know, we can do the video chat and all of that, mm-hmm. and I have a whiteboard right behind my desk, so I can actually sketch on there for them.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient for, you know, our California clients, New York clients.
You know, I went to college for graphic design and photography, and I went to the Art Institute of Michigan over in Novi, and I really wish that I would have pursued it just because it's obviously a great thing to know how to do. Especially working in the entertainment industry, but sure. I felt like I was like being scammed so bad, and now there's like all those lawsuits against them. But I seriously felt like my professors, like my dog was smarter than them. Like,
oh,
and it
no
was
good.
The most frustrating thing for me ever, because ever since I was in middle school, I've always been drawn to graphics and working with Adobe, and I just didn't get that chance.
Right.
Meh.
You ended up on the radio, and that's kind of the same thing.
I mean,
right?
It's cooler. At least I'm not. I don't have to sit in front of a computer all day, every day.
Right? Chain smoking cigarettes. And drinking
I need
coffee
a beer.
By the pot.
Oh my God, I would be like the worst at that because I get so frustrated with people just like when they are so just ignorant and like they give me attitude and stuff. Like, so I wouldn't do well with that job at all.
Well. The way that, like, our artists, they love it because they don't have to interact with the actual clients.
Right.
So outside of, like, proofing things and going back and forth with changes and why those changes don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of that. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. The company's been growing a lot, so it keeps me on my toes.
So does everything else.
Right.
So for all of my listeners who are out there tuning in right now, go on and check our page out, The Platform with Hooks, right on Facebook. We'll have our Instagrams and everything else up soon, but you can get the first look at the new logos and banners that was created over at Fusion Marketing. And be sure to check out their Facebook page as well. If you guys have any work that you want to get done, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go to them. They're
You're just saying that because I'm sitting here.
Yeah, I know. If he wasn't staring at me, I wouldn't be saying any of this shit.
It's that pistol.
I feel like I'm being like threatened right now. He's like, you better say something nice.
Yeah, right?
For a change. I feel like things at the other station would always, like, they'd start off really nice and we'd be like, oh, yeah, I love you. And then by the end of the show, we'd all be like, so here's what's really going on. And we'd all just sit there and talk shit about each other.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, when I was co-hosting with Karen, it was always like I'd show up and we'd have a couple beers and then we'd have a lot more beers and then we'd just be completely off topic.
Yeah, no.
And it, like, we just kind of babble and have conversation.
It was like the frat house of radio stations.
You know, she has a diverse group of people that tune in.
Oh, yeah.
She's all like, part of it is, like, starts off with the community and ends with dirty pictures from the internet.
Always.
Yeah, it's like, really, Karen? Like, that's what you just did.
It's entertaining, though. It's so, like, on the top.
Like, teen outreach, suicide prevention, like...
No, like, all anti-bullying stuff, and then it's like, bam, check out this porn. Like, what?
Right, like, what happened?
Whoa.
But, I don't know.
I love her so much, though. I adore her.
The picture that I have painted in my head of the listeners is just the strangest people ever. Because, like, I've tried to listen to replays, and, it, like, I'm just like, wow, like, that's so all over the place.
Right. I can only imagine what every show's listeners look like. Just because, like, you know that, or you know their topics, and you know that they have their own personalities and, right. like, who they are. So I can imagine, like, I know their friends. I can only imagine the people who are listening to the show.
Right.
That's the fun of it, though. That's why I love internet radio so much, is because it's so real, and it's... There is no fakeness or persona about it. It's all just, this is me, come laugh with me, this is my life. And
well, the cool thing about it is you're not you're not driven. Like you don't have to deliver content because a sponsor said so, or a producer said this is what you have to do.
Right, right.
Like, you're writing your own content.
I have the freedom.
Right. You know, you get to decide what you want to do and who you want to have on the show, and that's really cool. So it's literally a part. A part of you that you get to share with people.
Yeah, definitely. This is an amazing opportunity, and I'm more excited about like the guests that are going to come on the show and what it's going to do for them than I am the fact that I even have a show again. I'm just so excited about them putting their stuff out there and just really being recognized and feeling empowered that they struggled through whatever they went through.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be really cool, especially like you said, what was your friend's name that's coming on next week?
Matt.
So for Matt to come on talking about how he had a back injury and he kind of pulled himself through it in an unrealistic couple years.
Yeah.
For somebody else that's maybe has a disability or, you know, even just like a bad knee.
Yeah.
That has to go through rehab or, had surgery on their hand or what have you.
Right.
Like, they're going to be able to relate with that and hopefully it'll help to inspire them. Like,
absolutely.
Like,
that's the goal.
Like, hey, this guy did it.
That's the goal for sure. And if you guys all have time, it's a 7-minute video, but I highly recommend that you go and watch this video of Matt Jones's incredible journey. It made me more appreciative for my life and my health, and honestly, I cried because I know him, whatever. We have mutual friends and stuff. And just, like, to see how strong he was and how he didn't give up. Like, he didn't just go, oh, well, my back's broken. That's the end of it. Whatever. He got back up and he kept pushing for it and pushing for it.
Right.
And it's so just moving. Really, it is.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thing. I don't know where that came from. Like, for the last couple months, it's always just like, yeah.
You're going to have to sample that out and get a sound bite. You got to do it once with no noise, that way you can get a sound bite of it.
I can't do it now. I'm going to laugh.
Just randomly drop it in throughout the show all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to have to drop that on other shows. You've been hooked.
You've been hooked. Oh, my gosh. Start hooking other people's shows.
So that's going to end up being a thing now.
Yeah, it just became a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, we are going to take a quick break and give you some more of these awesome 80s, 90s tunes. Who knows what could be in there?
Blind Melon again.
Yeah.
That didn't work out so good.
That's definitely compliments of IT and the D.
Yeah. Thanks to Dave and
Bob.
Bob for this awesome playlist of 80s pop, 90s dance music. But we're going to listen to some awesome flashback tunes, and when we get back, we'll discuss more of our vision here at the platform.
This is a previously recorded episode.
What's up, everybody? You're back with the platform. My name is Heather Hooker, a.k.a. Hooks. I am in the studio today with John Hoffman, and we are just joined by Kev from Motown Mojo Live. John is sadly about to leave us.
Yeah, I gotta go home and retire.
Yeah, whatever.
I've been up since 6. It's been a long day.
Whatever. You worked hard today, so you deserve the night off and go home and relax and have a drink for me or something.
Oh, I definitely will. I'm glad that I was able to come and sit in on part of the show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so, so much for coming and hanging out with me. It's really good to see you again. And,
absolutely.
I'm glad that you helped me get the message out there so far.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be tuning in because I think it's a great platform, no pun intended.
I like the pun. That was the point.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to take off now, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, everybody.
All right, John.
Nice meeting you, John.
See you later.
Bye. Have a good night.
Oh, bye-bye. Man. It has been such a crazy couple of months for me. I've been hanging out down at Detroit's Custom 5150 Inc. with my boyfriend Nemo and the family. Met this lovely lady sitting over here, Tiffany, who still will not say hi. and I cannot explain to you guys just the impact that they've had on me. And I'm so grateful that they have come together. And they've been truly a family to me and helped me to really push and get back into radio, as well as Karen Hubbard. And it was really crazy because I've been debating on if I was going to come back to radio or not. And Karen Hubbard actually walked into our tattoo shop a couple weeks ago, and it was just like fate. And we sat down. She would just tell me about Podcast Detroit. Now I'm here. and I'm joining the family. And now I'm finally interviewing my first family member over here at Podcast Detroit. What is going on, Kevin?
Not much.
Oh, my
gosh.
Just
getting done with band practice.
Yeah, what's up?
Getting ready to roll.
You said you play bass, right?
I play bass like crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
All styles of bass. Love the bass. Play guitar. Play everything, though. But,
fantastic.
You know, and support lots of musicians around here. And obviously, you know, my cousin Mark, who won a couple of DMAs this year.
Yep, yep. And with the show that I used
Profit.
To have. And
I support him all the way. I help him on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Not just with, he's a great talent. He does his own music and... You know, he's got his crew that does that, but he's always kind of hitting me up for, like he wants to know. And it's cool because I love being a mentor and I love like telling him, yeah, you check this out or do it this way. And I'm always teaching him the efforts of Dale Carnegie because I tell him all the time to be a pro, you really have to, embrace that.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't really want to condemn, critique, or criticize people publicly. I believe in that. So
absolutely.
And it's very positive and it stays positive.
Absolutely.
So it kind of rubs off on people and it's a true key to being a professional.
Yeah, I'm definitely a huge, huge fan of Prophet. Mark Miller, if you guys know him by a personal name. He is an incredible artist and, even now that I'm not running with that crew anymore, I still support him to this day, and I'm a huge, huge listener and fan of his music.
Yes, I know he's doing great things. He actually just shot a video recently, which I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but I know he's keeping it
sorry,
under
Mark.
Hat. No, but he's always driven to like pop new things and he's watched me, of course, he's met the people that have mentored me.
Right.
And he's really he's kind of like an inspiration to me in a way because when I was his age, I looked for people like me. I was trying to find somebody that would give me guidance, kind of like
that cooler, older, like mentor. Yeah,
that kind of had it, I mean, he saw me in the hot rods. He knew I had a new house. He was like, "What are you doing? You're rolling all over the country.
You're so cool, Kev."
Yeah, and he did. And he was like, "But you know what? Secretly, he never really talked to me about music. He knew what he wanted to do and what he wanted to be." Now, I kind of was steering him like, "You don't want to be that rapper, like in the t-shirt and the shoes and the tennis shoes, because
you don't want to be generic. Don't be generic."
Yeah, I told him, "Man, be classy, sing, because he's a great singer."
Really?
He can sing great. And the thing is I keep telling him, I would much rather be Justin Timberlake singing in front of a bunch of girls than trying to have some rap battle in front of a bunch of G's. No offense, just me. Just me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I said, because them same girls will be cheering you on, and I doubt the guys that you're trying to rap battle are going to be doing that. So you know what?
Right.
You'll have a lot more fun in the other arena.
Yeah, I don't think the homeboys are going to be screaming
and
your name outside.
And I bet he makes more money, and I bet you he has more fun and needs less security, sleeps better at night, doesn't have to pack guns. I can go on and on about all the reasons why that world is just probably not... That's a tough road, you know what I mean? Eminem is like, knowing M is like crazy because, man, he did go up the hard way. And I give him all the credit. I knew Bob Ritchie, when he was coming up, same way. The drive was, you could see it every time you were around him. Everything he did in his life had that drive.
Yeah,
every move
definitely.
That he made had that thought.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't think about it, well, then he wasn't doing it right. He had to, every step, every little piece had to fall in line. And then you got to get lucky. You got to roll the dice, and you got to roll that seven.
And hope it's in your favor.
Did that all come from passion, pretty much, on their end?
You're passionate
about something.
I'm sure because you get a taste for it a little bit. Like Mark came in, he wrote a record last year. It was a pretty good record. I told him, man, you probably could have condensed that. Like, used your five best, but
yeah,
he kicked out 10, and it was cool.
Right, right.
And then he launched that. We listened to it heavily, and I told him that's hot. This one, whatever. But I'm just saying, everybody needs a little bit of peanut butter and jelly on this too. And it's cool. But he won a couple of DMAs.
Yeah.
I got him involved
in
the awards.
Motor City Miracles.
He comes in. Hey, listen, I got nominated for 6 awards last year, 1-0.
Yeah,
My little cuz rolls in. Wins 2.
Nice.
Right off the bat, walking around with gold. I was very proud of him that night. I was very proud of him. But I did tell him, like, the very next day, like, Don't let that go to your head, man. Yeah, this is only the start of something great. Put those on the shelf and don't ever look back. Break off your rearview mirror and don't ever look back, because what are you going to do next?
Exactly.
Like, is this the end?
I hope the DMAs aren't the end for him.
It can't be the end. No, but that's what I'm saying. So you know what? Now you got to, like, and I told him it's almost like a curse too, because now you got to work harder. You got to try to outdo what you did before.
Right.
And all of a sudden, like, it's like raising the bar.
Right.
You know, and I said, as a musician, how do you, like, keep outdoing yourself? Like, how does Eminem, like, that's the amazing thing. Like, how does he
continue to talk trash about everybody
else? But that's
else.
Special. No, but, but he's...
All the new stories.
He's like the anomaly. You know what I mean? He's like the aberration. He's like, not many people can do that.
Right.
Like, where's Snoop? Where's Dre? I mean, Dre just kicked out a badass record. But, you know, I like his new record.
I'm a huge fan of Mark, and I, you know, give him my support and shout out to him. If he's listening, I love you, man. But I want to get into your show, Motown Mojo, live, and kind of get a breakdown of what this is all about, because it sounds extremely exciting and, like, it's doing a lot for a lot of people.
Yes. It started, like, about 5 months ago. We came on IT and the D. With Dave and Bob.
Yeah.
Dom met these guys at a Comic-Con because he is a comic book author. The co-host of Motown Mojo Live is, Dominic Riggio. And he's a comic book author. And he just made a trilogy, like a three-part comic book novel that's called The Arcane Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool, you know. I mean, well done, well thought out. And the main character of the book, or one of the main characters, is a guy called Morris Jones. Short for Mojo. And he was kind of a street bum.
That reminds me of Austin
that
Powers.
Took the powers of, like, a deceased Jim Morrison,
mm-hmm.
and he fights evil and only uses Doors lyrics.
That's pretty sweet and definitely a superpower to have.
Mojo's kind of his flagship character. He's kind of become the most popular part of his books that he's released over the last 3 years. And so Motown Mojo Live, because we tossed that around, because believe me, we know what's going on radio with that name, and we know about the Magnificent Mojo, who is, like, you know, in radio legend in Detroit.
Right.
We're not trying to diss or step on anybody, by no means. It was really about
They're
his
actually
comic
really
book.
Great friends of mine.
They are. They're cool.
Yeah.
And all the people at 95.5 are great, too, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
Slim is I actually got involved with 95.5 through Slim from that show.
Sure. And we have lots of friends connected to them. And mm-hmm. you know what? But people, once we explained it, it was kind of hard for us to, like, change our idea, because we had people on board. We liked it. We have this thing called Mojo's Vault.
Okay.
So we started the show. He came to me and said, dude, you're a rock star. You play in all these bands. I want you to be on the show. You know everybody. I have this going on, and I got the whole sci-fi comic world artists. He had all this other side, and I had all these musicians and talent and knew a bunch of models and video guys and photographers that followed the bands around, and I met everybody. Huge people in all the states. I've been a world traveler, been all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, my favorite part of the job. I love playing music, but I'm more like traveling.
Yeah.
Like, Europe is so cool.
Right.
You know, Asia is awesome.
I can only imagine.
Like, South America is just killer. The people, and then when you roll in as a band, the people are so nice to you. So you get the best of everything. So you really get to see the coolest parts of these places, you know. So that was like, so he came to me and said, dude, do the show with me. And I was like, all right, but I'm only doing it on one condition, that I can do it all for charity.
Which is so awesome.
Because the only reason I wanted to do this was have a bigger platform for charity. I was mm-hmm. already doing things for charity before, but I couldn't get this scale.
Right,
I couldn't get to, like, getting so many thousand listeners' ears to do this.
Right.
And then I realized with sponsorship, mm-hmm. with endorsements, with people volunteering or coming on the show, it's much easier to get bees with honey.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing something good, and especially something with kids, which is so passionate to me, in music, and it kind of changed my life, because I got involved in music so young with my family. We're all musicians, both sides, and we were just talking about Mark. I mean, everybody, and, like, my Christmas parties are, like, live. It's so cool.
It's like the Hall of Fame.
It's blessed. Yeah, it really is. And then I was like, so how cool are these kind of things? But I want to reach charity, and I want to give it back to kids. So we started getting artists, models, and musicians to come on the show. That's kind of our thing. one, we want to bring them together as a collective.
Yeah.
Pump all their social medias, boost all their brands, give them a chance to like give shouts out to their sponsors and their endorsements and their companies, and it just kind of boosts their social medias. We attach them all together and we make them friend and follow each other, and the thing is growing. It's snowballing.
That's incredible.
And then the key was we're the charity part. We make all these artists come in and we make them bring us a gift.
Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around. About you know, that. You play Jay Leno and he gives you an iPad.
I need to restructure
and
my show.
In the green room and there's a bottle of booze or something and an iPad or something fun. But no, we're like, hey, you got to bring us gifts.
Yeah.
And this is what the gifts are going to be. We're going to take them. We're going to put them in a charity auction. We're going to have remote events outside of the studio here, like at places. I'm going to bring in live bands. We're going to have a charity auction, and all this stuff is going to be sold online and at the events. And all that money is going to go to this. And we're even trying to find people to match that money. So, and once that happens, we have the MIK, which is the Musician Influencing Kids. And then the other half of it is comic books for kids. So Dominic is going to all his comic friends at Marvel, DC, all of his own local places. Yeah. And we're also having comic book drives to collect comic books.
There's a little
bit of process that has to go into it, because some of the used books have to be, like, autoclaved and sterilized because they can't really go to kids that are sick and stuff like that. So, But we're taking all the steps. We're building a team right now of volunteers. Nina White has come aboard. Ann Hart has come aboard. Her son, Jack, 9 years old, he is the, when I started this, it was Instruments of Hope. I found 9-year-old Jack was starting his own charity.
Oh my gosh.
He's the one, and his was called Musicians Influencing Kids. And what his idea was is he said, Kevin, I know you're a rock star. I want you to come and speak. He wanted somebody, a musical person, to come to his school and speak to kids about opportunities in music.
That's so cute.
I love this kid.
Why didn't you bring him?
He was on the show Monday. We interviewed him Monday. He was on the show.
Oh, that's incredible.
And we talked to Jack, and he's a great little kid. He's smart as a whip. It's Nina's son.
Okay.
Nina works for Dan Gilbert.
Okay.
And she has a very good job down there, and lots of people on board.
I have a quick question for you. Now, what exactly does it entail inside his charity as far as what is the music that is happening? Like, how are the kids involved with it, and what is it doing for them?
Okay, what the musician would do is this is just one aspect of it. We're trying to get musicians to go into schools, speak to kids, area kids in schools, and let them know not just about like how to be a musician, but maybe how to be a lighting guy, how to be a sound guy, how to be a video producer, how to run laser lights.
Right.
You know, how to teach music.
Yeah.
So it's not just, there's so many jobs in music, and we just wanted to show that there's this rainbow of jobs in the music world. And now this is a growing thing, you know? So we took his idea, and I just said, let's make my company his name. I want to merge with this kid, and I want to put all my power behind him and what he's doing,
get my rock star friends
to go in and speak to the kids, and then I'm going to do my part to raise money to still buy some of these kids instruments, get them to music school, get them transportation to the music school. So it's the whole visceral thing.
Now, is this open to children of any form, or is this for children in need or who are struggling with
all of the above? Anything? Actually, we thought about, sick children. You know, we thought about impoverished kids.
Right.
We thought about needy kids. You know, kids that their parents are working but don't have the money to necessarily do this. And they're very talented kids that need a chance at this. And nowadays, even I was talking to like one of my psychologist friends, and I was saying how kids nowadays, this is really weird, but they're very like, they need constant stimulation. I know some adults that are like this too.
Yeah.
Like they could have great things going 6 days a week, and on the seventh day still find trouble.
every single time.
And they almost feel like they have to. Because they've been good for 6 days. Like, I gotta be bad.
That's how I justify a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that way.
I didn't eat cake for 4 days.
People aren't really considering that. So what I wanna do is bring these musicians to not only do this, but we got this Mojo's Vault, which is all the gifts, and that's gonna be sold for charity. Another thing we're doing is we have the artist, the musician, play live in the studio a couple of songs. We're taking the best of those songs and we're making a CD called Stairwell to Heaven.
Oh, that is awesome. So cool.
Because it's really raw and stripped down, so we're calling it Stairwell to Heaven. We're going to sell that CD and all the proceeds will also fund that charity.
Fantastic. Wow.
We're trying to get the models to come aboard the charity events to mm-hmm. model and do things for video, even make videos for Motown Mojo Live.
Yeah.
Like be spokespeople, and because right. they're much better looking than we are, you know, and like actually make these videos to like sell and advertise the mm-hmm. stuff, and then the artists also are helping because they're gonna do the art, they're gonna do the layouts for the brochuring. One of the artists is already working on the logos for the charities for the website,
aww.
And we're using all these people and networking them into it and giving them a chance to be a part of the team,
right.
And that's and then the models, the other thing is we're taking modeling photographs, we're making a calendar.
Oh, okay.
And she'll be Miss Mojo, which we got this really cool championship belt that like a wrestler or boxer would have. And Miss Mojo is going to get this badass belt. Like,
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, and she's going to be like our spokesperson, and hopefully she'll do like our little spots and our 30-second uh-huh. commercials for the charity. And you know, and all of it collectively is all going to try to go for them two causes.
Yeah.
For the sick kids, we're going to give comic books.
Right.
And for the younger kids, too, because we want to, you know, we want them to read.
To have the visual well, to, yeah, I mean, to this stimulate is the other thing their minds. I was talking
about. This is funny, but when's the last time you guys wrote a letter? An actual sat down and wrote a
and
letter?
And wrote a letter. Yeah, I was going to say it's been a few months just because I have family who lives out of state.
Okay,
and
I have beautiful penmanship, so I take pride in writing people personal notes, love
yeah.
letters.
Yeah. I actually got one today.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before I left, I was getting in the car and I looked into my notebook and my boyfriend had written me like, oh, I love you. You're going to do great. Like, it was aww. Just the cutest. Right.
But could you guys agree that it's kind of a lost art now?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything's
with all the technology and
emailing.
Yeah.
Right. I remember when they used to have calligraphy classes in school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, think about it. Like, that's gone now. People can't even do cursive. You know, like a lot of people aren't even writing now because they're
my
texting.
Cursive is awful.
They're using PCs.
They're not even teaching cursive in school anymore unless you're
right.
write your name.
Just
as I was told.
Your signature, basically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
all of these things are like going into helping
extinct.
Kids grow. We're promoting reading. We're promoting music.
Yeah.
We're promoting self-respect. You know, we're trying to teach the kids right or wrong. We're giving them an out to get off the streets, to
yeah.
get out of trouble. So it's like a win.
Absolutely. And it's super you know? Cool for me because my dad was killed last April of 2014. And the Christmas before, we had bought my brother a guitar. And that's really the only thing music therapy has helped him through it because anytime he's angry or upset, my dad was a drummer. And he channels it all to his guitar and basically plays music for my dad, you know, and that's what helps him cope and deal with it. So this is really cool to me that you're, you know, involving children in music at such a young and early age.
Right. We started three websites, though. The Motown Mojo Live page, which all the shows are going to be archived. You can meet all of the guests on the website and see all of their gifts that will go into the charity. Mojo's Vault will be on there, so you will be able to start bidding soon. That's all in development right now, but you will be able to start bidding soon on the gifts we've received. And we got some major players coming on the show. I mean,
yeah.
major ballers. And they're giving some wonderful gifts. Joe Kane was here last week and gave a guitar,
wow.
signed
wow.
CDs, a shirt, but the guitar will
be used.
That will fetch something.
Yeah.
It'll be given to somebody. And that's a great gift. Tino was here. Tino Gross from the Howlin' Diablos, president of Funky
right.
D Records. And long time. He's like an ambassador to Detroit music. I was telling Mark, he's got like 30 Detroit Music Awards up
yeah,
in his house.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, he's legendary. He's doing a record right now with Jimmy Bones from Kid Rock. I mean, they're just cranking out my other band, Long Neck Stranglers, on their record or on their label. The Horse Cave Trio,
mm-hmm.
the Woven Tangles, the Royal Blackbirds were on last night. They brought in a bunch of signed stuff. And I mean,
that's
they're,
so super
they're
cool.
an up-and-coming great band. I mean, Rebecca came in here and killed it with a big voice. Everybody in here had chills. She's great. I mean, and that's why Tino found her and said, I want you on my record label.
Yeah.
Right away. I mean, bang. Because he knows. He sees the originality. He sees the possibilities. he sees that they're not following the crowd. They're like leading. Right. They're blazing their own trail right now. And I mean, everyone's following them, like in the style of music they do, you know. And they're great, and they're so polite. They're so nice people. They're like role models for everybody, wow. Not just kids. I mean, that's just that's the kind of people I want to be around every day. They're just not. They're just the nicest people you could ever imagine. Yeah, and everything they do is just, you know, and Tino's like that too. I mean, I learned from him. I go around him, and he's like the Don, man. I show up with a gift for him every time I see him.
Yeah.
He's one exception.
Yeah, I mean, just to get, if I could get 5 minutes of advice from him, like, what's that worth?
Right.
You know, I mean... And then I'm sharing this stuff with my cousin, Mark,
and
other people. You know, I spread it like butter, you know, because, I mean, you have to. You have to. And then we're blessed to be in this such a musical community in Detroit.
Absolutely. That's
like, you guys know from all aspects of music, like, this is a hub.
Yeah.
A serious hub in the world. Not just in America, in the world. Because my friends in Europe want to be in Detroit. They try hard to do what we do here.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a very infamous
thing. Don't get me wrong. But they can't recreate what we do here in Detroit. We're so original.
Right.
You know, the people leave here. They go to Nashville. They go to L.A. You know, they try to go other places. But they end up coming back here. You know, or they go there and they do well and they take off. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, I know so many people from Detroit. John Five, who plays in Marilyn Manson. You know, I can just go right down the list of all the people from Detroit that went on to do, you know, some of the biggest things in music. Eminem, Kid Rock.
Yeah.
You know, we're so blessed to have Aretha Franklin, Motown. Yeah. I mean, let's go back.
Yeah. Well, Kev, I honestly, I'm super excited to hear what you guys have going on. It seems like this is going to be something that's really going to impact a lot of families and a lot of children, and I'm excited for you guys. I want to take a quick break, but before we do, I want you to tell everybody, you know, where they can find your show, when to listen, where to chat with you.
Yeah, it's Monday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. It's called Motown Mojo Live. We're on the Podcast Detroit Network, so you can stream us on the Podcast Detroit page, on the TuneIn app. We're also on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We've reached out, and we're branching out now into all the streams of media. And, of course, from our own website, Motown Mojo Live. The Mojo's Vault's there. Both of our pages will be up this week for the charity stuff for musicians influencing kids and comic books for kids.
Yeah.
So go there. There's PayPal sections where you can donate to it or be a part of it.
Yeah, I will definitely be sharing this on the page as well so that all my listeners can get a hold of you guys.
Come to the events, rally. And we're trying to support all the other shows. That's why part of the reason I came here tonight is because I want to, like, what better way, and I learned this again, this is Dale Carnegie, what better way to build your brand than build all the people around you?
Absolutely.
So, like, anytime you guys need anything, I'm extending the olive branch out as well.
Because, same goes for you, man.
You know,
we're all here for you.
We're gonna try to build something. We do this at Funky D Records, too. I had those people on last night because they're my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want them to grow because that can only help everything that I do as well. Yeah. You know, so again, it's about networking. It's about building your friend's brand and helping people.
Super.
I'm not afraid to help people. I don't know where that got lost. No. Rap music, they help. They'll bring in their cousins, little brothers. They'll make everybody.
Right.
It's weird how people don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is, it's just, because either people are going to like you or they're not. And it's okay if they don't.
Right.
You know, because there's something out there for everybody.
I've learned in my journey that, you know, my happiness is definitely needs to be above that of others to an extent, just because I've sacrificed my happiness for so long. And I honestly, now I don't care what people think or say. Like, I want to be involved and I want to do what I want to do with my life.
Lead and break off your rearview mirror and throw it out.
Absolutely.
Because why look back? Tomorrow's another day. I don't even read the newspaper because it's yesterday's news.
No, that's a good way to look at it.
Henry David Thoreau thing. You know, like, I don't want to look back at what happened yesterday. I'm too worried about what's going on tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of lessons there. You know, things to be pulled. You know, I try to be that person, influence people. I'm always trying to talk on social media, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think I'm weird because, like, I'll just talk to people I don't even know. I've had these conversations with you in the past.
Right.
I've had these conversations with you in the past. Like, don't listen to them. Stop
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Blaze forward.
No, it's
Why
definitely.
Why would you worry about them?
I feel there were so many people here at Podcast Detroit that throughout the madness, you know, one by one had messaged me and been like, let it go. Don't think about it. Don't worry about it. Focus on you. You're going big places. Like, sure. Everybody was just so encouraging. That's why it made the move to Podcast Detroit right. so easy for me.
Right. People, haters are followers.
Mm-hmm.
They're following
my
you.
Biggest ones.
You know what I mean? But then, you know what? When you don't look back, you're building lovers.
Oh, yeah.
You're building friends.
Lead by example, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, and I think more people are catching on to this. People are living healthier. They're
yeah.
eating healthier. They're taking care of themselves better. They're getting smarter.
They're growing for sure.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, if life wasn't like that, then where would you go? If you were afraid to take that first step, you'd be in the same spot you
right.
were.
Right.
You know, if you couldn't be afraid. You know, I tell everybody this, and my cousin Mark is one of them. I tell him all the time, man, don't condemn, don't critique, don't
right.
criticize.
Stay
you
humble.
Know? Right. Kings don't answer to queens. Straight up, I tell them it all the time. When these guys are barking at you, then that means they love you. Or they're jealous of you.
Yeah.
Or they're worried about you. And don't worry about them. Keep moving. You know, move forward. Plan your next mm-hmm. move and let them watch you do what you're doing.
So with all this music talk, I don't know if you're aware or not, but Dave left me this awesome playlist of 80s like pop music and 90s oh, yeah. dance music.
Dave is a slave
so
in the 80s.
We've been going from like Will Smith and Michael Jackson's and all kinds of old school stuff. So we're going to get more into this and
so,
just
so yeah, thanks for having me.
No,
really
no, I'm so glad that you've
guys,
been here.
I really wanted to come and meet you guys and say thank you for
it's a
giving
pleasure
us the
to
opportunity.
Have you here.
Dom is off to Chicago Comic Con, or he would have been right here with me.
Well, when he's back,
we're
let
like
me know.
Partners in crime now in this, and you know he would, and he's great, and he's funny, and you guys, he's way more attractive than I am. So you know he's
that seems hard to
yeah.
accomplish.
So no, but he is. He's a stud, and you know he's a super smart, super cool guy. He's a graduate of Western. He's a great hockey player. He's an author of a comic book.
Well, I'm super.
He's
excited
he's a great charitable
meet him
yeah so
like
so thanks fun. Thanks again
absolutely
guys.
it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming and filling up some time with us on my pilot of my show. This is Platform or the Platform with Hooks on Podcast Detroit. I'm all mumbo jumboed right now, so that means I need a break. We're gonna listen to some 80s 90s music, and when we get back we're gonna talk about the platform and what we're gonna be seeing in the coming weeks.
This is a previously recorded episode.
What's up, everybody? We're back on the Platform with Hooks. I'm Heather Hooker, a.k.a. Hooks. We're in Podcast Detroit studio right now, broadcasting live to you over the airwaves. This show is brought to you by Detroit's Custom 5150 Inc. Get down to Greektown and get your life-changing piece of art ASAP. I highly recommend it. If you're looking to see their work, you can go on Facebook, check them out, or you can go on my Facebook and see the gorgeous work that has been done on me by Nemo. So I want to get back into the concept of the platform and kind of help allow any of our late listeners to get a feel for what we're doing down here. So my overall mission and goal in this is, you know, I've lived so many years of my life hurting and being in fear of the unknown or fear of, you know, just anxieties of everyday life and things that I've gone through. And for so long, I looked at my struggles and I grew from them. But at the same time, I was afraid that they were going to happen again. And I'm really hoping that this allows for people to become fearless and relate with others who are going through an extremely hard battle, who have faced an extremely insane battle or struggle in their life. I'm really excited to see the growth from this as well. Kevin, I don't know if you've heard of my concept or what the platform is, but it's a stage for people to put their stories out there, to talk about their experiences, the struggles that they've gone through, and how they've learned and grown from it. So our mission overall is to connect people worldwide so that they don't feel alone in their journey and that, you know, they can relate with other people.
Sure.
My guest who's coming on next week, his name's Matt Jones, and we talked about him at the beginning of the show. He's a junior Olympic medalist for bodybuilding. He's a weightlifter,
awesome.
And he's won incredible medals and awards. But he had blown out on his last deadlift. He blew out 3 discs, I believe, in his back, and he broke his back and had to relearn how to walk, and he, like, just, his life completely fell apart, and he, little by little, kept pushing himself. He relearned how to walk. He started working out his upper arms and just getting the strength back in his body. And now he's looking to go into the 2016 Olympics for bodybuilding and weightlifting. And I'm super excited to have him out and to have him come on the show.
That's a nice story.
It's definitely, oh, hey, Dave. How's it going? Yeah, absolutely. You can come sit down and chat with us. We were just talking about my guest who's coming on next week and kind of talking about the platform and how it's going to be, you know, a stage for people to really connect with other people and put their stories out there and not feel alone. And it's a healing process. Yeah, I feel when you verbally acknowledge the things that you've gone through and you tell people about them, I feel that's your way of accepting that as truth. And you can start the process of, okay, this is what I went through. I'm accepting it now. Now, where do I go from here? And I really hope that, you know, with our listeners and the people who are going to connect with everybody and here at Podcast Detroit, that we can help, you know, allow these people to grow and be a part of their lives and really help them develop their stories.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Cheer them on. Support them.
Absolutely.
In every way possible. Sure.
Yeah. I don't think that our experiences and our struggles should be looked upon as a negative factor in our lives. I think that should be the strongest point of our life, because that's the lowest point. And from there, it's all up. You build and you grow and you learn from that.
Well, it's like I've always said, it's only a mistake if you do it twice. You get to call the first one a learning experience.
Yeah.
Right.
For all my listeners, by the way, that crazy voice coming through your speakers right now is Dave, the owner of Podcast Detroit, and I'm super excited that you got to stop by and that you're
of course
here now. I'm really excited.
Yeah, but then the second part is cognitive dissonance, right?
Right. Yeah,
exactly. We were just talking about that a second ago, right on the break. So
this is definitely going to be a learning experience for myself as well, because of everything that I've gone through. Every week, people will get a chance to know a little bit of my story. I don't want to, like, take, you know, 2 hours to just talk about myself. So every week I'm going to, you know, tell a little bit about myself and hopefully allow people to feel more connected to me. I'm a very real upfront person. I don't hide anything. I like to put it out there, you know, because I don't know what my words are going to, the impact it's going to have on somebody else, or if it's going to, you know, encourage somebody else. And I don't want to miss out on that opportunity ever.
Sure. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So, Dave, what have you been up to? What is going on, man?
This, actually, has been occupying a little bit of my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was happy to congratulate Dave yesterday on 10 million listeners.
Yeah,
Well, and I mean, and for those who don't know the story, so it's our stupid little podcast. It's, you know, basically
it's super silly.
Us sitting around drinking beer and talking shit for 2 hours. And for whatever reason, people listen. And so, yeah, and that led to our own little studio getting built out, which led to, you know, I was just telling this story, people basically going, dude, you've got a whole studio and you've got a 24/7 stream and you're only using it for 2 hours. Stop being a dick. I want to do a podcast.
Okay. That's blunt.
And thus a network was born. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we found you.
Yeah. No, Dave was an original with me at the past stations.
Yeah.
And it was a very exciting and I can't, like, think
learning
of,
experience.
Well, yeah, for all of that I went through. But when Karen came to me and she told me that iRise and everything was joining with Podcast Detroit, and when she said your name, I was like, I'm in. Like, I don't even, like, I'm in. I know that I'll be taken care of, and I know that it'll be professional, and it has been nothing but
we're trying.
Professional and fun, and I'm really excited to get to meet the rest of everybody. This is really cool what you've got going on.
Yeah, we're
going to
do some more fun stuff downstairs at Activate.
Yeah.
For those that know, you know, we're sitting in the studios in Ferndale or up above Activate Gaming. The guy that built us out, the studio, owns that. He owns Trinet. And Activate is a – it's fun. Like, the backstory there is basically the guy owns Trinet, which is a managed services company.
Yeah.
And he got sick and tired of taking his people to like Dave and Buster's and those kind of, and dropping like $3,000 to $5,000 a night. And so he said, to hell with it. And he bought a building and he built his own little private bar downstairs with every arcade game known to mankind.
Which was an insane first impression, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And it's a private club. Like, it's not open to the public. It's,
you're right.
You know, yeah, you can rent, like, friends and family can rent it for parties and that kind of stuff. But we use it for our open house, you know, to basically bring everybody in and say, yeah, this is who we are and this is where we are and all that stuff.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, it's this whole I'm reeling from a lot of this. I'm not gonna lie. I saw a
Tecmo Bowl down there. I was like,
dude, he's got the old school Atari. Right. He's got the old.
Game's crazy.
Old school nerd is extremely happy downstairs.
Yeah. I walked in there. I was lost. I went back to like being a kid again. Yep. It was great.
I walked in. Karen's like, "You want to see the studio?" I'm like, "Hold on, let me absorb." Hold on.
Yeah, wait. There's a private bar. Let's just focus on that for a moment.
Do you see these games? Now, Dave, you obviously have your own show here at your station.
Yes.
How about you tell my returning listeners and my new listeners a little bit about your show and what's that all about?
So it's called IT in the D, but don't let the IT fool you or scare you. The last thing we talk about is IT. Like I said, it's basically Bob. We've run a networking group for IT folks here in Metro Detroit since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped about 1,600 people find jobs. And the show is basically, if you put mics in front of us at a bar, what would we be talking about? So, I mean, it's pop culture, it's 80s, it's news, it's events, you know, and yeah, we've got guests, and yeah, we've had, you know, CIOs and CTOs and those kind of people in, but we've also had, you know, roller derby girls and the guys that run Go Comedy Improv and that kind of, like, basically, if anybody's doing cool stuff in and around the area, again, we have no idea why we built the platform we have. And so it's that whole use your powers for good, not evil. And so we try to use that platform to try to help people get the word out about whatever it is that they have going on.
Yeah.
You know, like last night we had a school teacher from Pontiac who's trying to, you know, put together a hackathon, you know, that the kids are going to get involved with and that kind of stuff. We had
like hacky sacking.
Well, no,
like hacking.
No, a hackathon. Like, so a hackathon is basically free code. it's where you get a bunch of people together and like developers and designers and that kind of stuff, and you give them a whole bunch of Mountain Dew and Cheetos. and at the end of the weekend, there's like a product, and it's yours.
Wow.
And so like they're trying to build apps for that'll help the kids, you know, and so, you know, whether it's, you know, for some of the underprivileged folks, like where the food banks are and when they're open and that kind of stuff, or, you know, if a school bus is running late and, you know, what are the after school classes that day. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, like, I nerd out about. I mean, like, that's really cool.
That sounds super exciting, yeah.
Because, I mean, she was. She's a friend of a friend, and she's basically been banging her head against the wall in isolation out in Pontiac. And, you know, got introduced via email. And so she came down last night, and she's already had, you know, phone calls from, like, you know, Detroit Labs, one of the big app dev companies downtown, you know, for trying to help her out.
Wow.
I mean, that's what we do.
Absolutely. I feel, you know, a lot of us that are here from the original crew of when I started in radio at the last station, and us all being here, we all seem to be on the same page as far as we want to help people. We want to put their stuff out there. We want to do what we can and use our resources so that they can advance from it and not feel like they're alone.
Exactly.
Which is really incredible, and I'm really excited that I'm not the only person here who wants to do that.
Yeah, because, again, banging heads against walls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that. It was crazy. When you said about a bunch of guys at the bar drinking and put a mic in front of them, all I could think of was me and my friends being out, and I'm like, I don't think we need mics anywhere in our radius when we're out drinking.
Every now and then we have to censor ourselves. There are those shows.
Yeah, my friend Tiffany over here, she refuses to talk. She's a bartender over at the Detroiter down in Greektown.
Oh, all right.
So for all my listeners who go to the Detroiter, you better take care of Tiffany and give her a good tip, or I will come after you.
Even though you'll have no idea what she sounds like, apparently.
Just be like, come in, like, which one's Tiffany? I'm supposed to be nice to her. No, it's definitely a very fun environment here, and it seems like we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And you guys have been an extremely awesome help to me, and, you know, any questions I have, you guys are right on top of it,
of course.
I appreciate it so much.
Because, well, again, I mean, it's lessons learned. I mean, so,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We've basically tried to – everything that I kept yelling and screaming and ranting and raving about at the old place – we've implemented, just simple stuff like, you know, having the archives of shows out there and all that, you know, just nice, clean, simple, easy to use website. Just,
right.
You know, that just make it easy for
don't
you guys to do what you do.
Don't make it 20 minutes to load this page on my phone.
Right. Yeah. Simple things. What a novel concept.
Sorry, guys.
The TuneIn app is great.
Yeah.
Everybody's loving that. It's
well, and ours got released for beta testing today. So, like, I have it. I just haven't had a chance to play with it yet.
Our own app.
So pretty soon we're going to have a podcast Detroit app, and it's going to have all of the, like, embedded in it is all of the, like, calendar of events for all the shows, all the social sharings. People can, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. People can call in right from the app.
Skype.
Yep. And it's, you know, it's got embedded chat, which will be embedded in the website as well. So it'll be like a, basically a three-way communication. And who doesn't love a good three-way? And so, I mean, it's...
I don't know.
And so, I mean, it is. But, I mean, like, that's... Like, we're trying... We're business guys. We're, I mean, you know, Bob and I are business guys at heart. And we're trying to run this clean and run it good and do it well.
Well, it's like you told me at the open house, you're making things suck less.
That's our goal.
Just making it suck less.
We never go for perfect. We go for suck less. That's if we can achieve suck less, we're happy.
I'm okay with suck less. If I could suck less than I did last time, I think I'll be golden.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not going to do something for the first time and then be perfect at it next time. But as long as you suck a little less each time, life's good.
Absolutely. I'm down with it. I'm all fun. For sucking less,
context. Yeah.
I'm like, how do I say this in a way where it doesn't sound awful or offend my boyfriend?
I'm just over here giggling.
Jess doesn't know what's going on. She's like, yeah, okay. We've been having a really great time, by the way, with your playlist. We went from Will Smith to Michael Jackson.
I warned you. I love cheesy 80s pop and like evil 90s dance. Like those are my weaknesses.
Evil 90s.
I do. Dude, What Is Love and Rhythm as a Dancer and Boom Shake the Room.
Boom Shake the
Tiffany,
Room.
Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, I'm all about it. I cannot tell you the number of times I have been busted at a stoplight by some big burly dude in a pickup truck looking over and I'm just like jamming my ass off singing. I think we're alone now. Absolutely. And I'm perfectly okay with it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the music choice on the platform is going to end up getting like super entertaining just because I didn't have that option at the other station. I was working in the local scene, so all my music was local artists, and now I get to play with it. So I think we're going to have
We have the licensing and all. Like, again, running it like a business. We have all the licensing
professional
taken care of.
Go
what
figure.
A novel concept. Yeah.
Just crazy. Super weird. No, we're definitely going to have some fun with that and have some battles with this music. Oh, my goodness. So, Dave, do you have anything exciting going on? Is there any events coming up with the station? Or I'm a little out of the loop right now.
We haven't figured out with the station yet.
We need to do that.
Activate actually has an open house on the 28th. I believe, and it's at a weird time because they got the Chamber of Commerce involved.
Okay.
Next Friday from 11 to 1, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that like gaming lounge that we were just talking about, it's an open house. It's their quote-unquote grand reopening.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have, you know, food, snacks, that kind of stuff. Come on out, play the games, all kinds of fun stuff. As far as the station, we got to figure out another one of those, like, in the very near future. Amidst the 9,000 other things, I'll figure that out, too. us, we've got one of our networking events. So, like I said, our whole gig is networking and not, like, computer to computer, but, like, people meeting people. What a novel freaking concept.
Yeah, that's so weird.
And so we've been doing those forever, and we've got our next event is actually Thursday night at Hopcat downtown. We're up in the Huma room. It's not a Tuma room.
I was just making Arnie impressions earlier today.
Oh, dude, it's a phenomenal room up there. We've got the Social Media Association of Michigan joining us, so we'll have probably 100 to 150 people. All good folks. In fact, I posted something in the back room, you know, for, you know, if you guys want to come out and join us, by all means, feel free. It's just a good casual hang, and we've spent 14 years kicking out everybody that sucks. So the rise to infamy. We started writing a series of blog entries on our site called "Don't Be That Guy," and they were all based on real events at real events at our events. And so, like, we learned instead of trying to tell people what to do, we were better off telling them what not to do. Like, you know, don't be that guy, drunk guy. You know, don't get freaking hammered at a networking event when you're looking for a job. you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, so we've spent, and our rules are we never call anybody out by name. Like, we have a rule of three. The first time, we'll just write about you anonymously. You piss us off again, we'll pull you aside by the ear, and we'll have a little conversation. The third time, we call you out publicly. We've never had to go to a three.
Thank God. I've lived too many of those in the past.
But yeah, so I mean, it's just a good, you know, so if you're in and around IT, you know, whether it's, you know, you build websites, you do graphics, you do, you know, anything, you know, PMs, right. BAs, anything, or you just want to come out and hang. We're pretty open at this point.
We like hanging.
It's a good crowd with a lot of fun people that like to do a lot of cool stuff.
Super, super awesome. Well, Dave, where can all my listeners find you and your IT and the D? Where can they listen? Like, what times?
We tried an experiment last night that actually worked out really well. Again, we launched this for us.
Yeah.
And so we have our own stream. But so last night I actually dual broadcasted on both the IT and the D stream and the Podcast Detroit stream.
Nice.
So we're going to do that from now on. Because,
I like that.
Well, because ideally, the end game here is, you know, in short order, we're going to wind up expand. We're already at the point where we need to expand. so we're going to be taking over a bigger suite and building out two studios. So the IT and the D stream is actually going to get converted to a second Podcast Detroit stream anyway.
Awesome.
So we're starting to try to condition people to listen to us over on Podcast Detroit anyway. We're on Monday nights, 9 to 11. Everything we do is out at itandd.com. All the blogs, all the events, all of the mayhem and wackiness, and then podcastdetroit.com for all this stuff.
Woohoo. Oh, I'm super, super excited to be a part of this. For all my listeners who want to find me, you can check me out on Facebook. I have a public figure page and my personal Facebook. You can add me. I'm super friendly. I will not deny you. and our Facebook page for the radio show is The Platform with Hooks, because the platform was taken for some weird reason, and people are, you know, they do their thing. So I'm working my way around it. And if you want to see me anytime during the week, I'm 7 days a week down at Detroit's Custom 5150 Inc. If I'm not there, I'm just two little places over at the Detroiter hanging out with Tiffany. You can come hang out and have a drink with us and listen to Tiffany bitch about stuff, and it's super great. If you're not going to talk, I'm going to call you out. Well, everybody, I've had a fantastic first pilot show here at Podcast Detroit. I've had a great time hanging out with everybody and listening to Dave's insane playlist. I'm going to have some really awesome music. I have to top this next week. But I'm super excited. Next week, we have Matt Jones joining us in the studio, and you guys are going to get, you know, a very personal story of his journey and what he's been through and what he continues to face on a daily basis. I'm super excited to have him here with us. So I'll catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning. I'm so mumbled today. What in the world is going on? Thank you for tuning in to The Platform with Hooks. I will talk to you guys very soon. Check us out on Facebook, and we'll see you later.
This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.